News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Friday, July 15th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News.
You're sick, but your doctor's office is closed, and you don't really need a trip to the ER? Express Care is Charles Cole Memorial Hospital's after-hours adult and pediatric walk-in treatment center, open from 3 until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Life's minor illnesses and accidents don't always happen during business hours. So if you or your child is sick, head to Charles Cole Hospital's Express Care Center for treatment of common illnesses. Call 814-260-5585 or visit charlescolehospital.com for more information.
Penn State says it'll be mostly sunny today with a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 84, slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, a low of 56. Slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow, but it will be a little cooler with a high of 76, partly cloudy tomorrow night, cooler with a low of 49. Heat returns on Sunday with sunny skies and a high around 83, partly cloudy Sunday night with a low of 60. It is St. Swithin's Day, and an old English adage says if it should rain today, it will rain for 40 days thereafter, or if the weather is fair, there'll be 40 days of. In today's news, another bill sponsored by Representative Martin Causer is on its way to the governor for his signature. Causer says the bill is aimed at ensuring the state's clean and green program is working as it was intended. Clean and Green provides preferential property tax assessment to owners of farm and forest lands to encourage their protection from development. However, in counties that have not conducted a reassessment recently, some clean and green properties are being taxed at a rate higher than a normal assessment. Causer says this has especially been a problem in counties with high quality timber because it drives up the use values of the land and leads to higher rather than lower tax bills for the property owner. Causer says that defeats the purpose of the law and could lead to landowners removing their properties from the program. To ensure the program continues to work the way it's supposed to, Causer's House Bill 806 would prohibit counties from taxing clean and green properties at a rate greater than fair market value. Once signed by the governor, the law would take effect immediately. We reported yesterday that Causer's bill concerning ATV and snowmobile trails will boost trail development and ensure fairness in the collection and distribution of ATV and snowmobile funds in the Commonwealth. The bill would direct the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources to maintain separate ATV management and snowmobile management accounts and would prohibit the agency from using money from one fund on activities related to the other fund except for joint use trails. Causer says right now we don't know how much money is being invested in ATV trails and how much is going to snowmobile trails, but we do know the number of trail miles on public lands for snowmobiles outnumbers those for ATVs by a 10-to-1 ratio, even though ATV registrations generate nearly 6 times more money than snowmobile registrations. He says, but even though they pay registration fees, many ATV users, such as those residing in Cameron County, have no opportunity to ride on public lands in the county, even though it is home to more than 131,000 acres of state forest land. And a bill to increase the payment in lieu of taxes paid by the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources to counties, municipalities, and school districts has been signed into law by Governor Wolf. The bill was promoted by Causer and State Senator Joe Scarnati, who represent the Black Forest Broadcasting Service area in the state legislature. Pennsylvania State Police are putting out a warning for those playing the new game Pokemon Go, which is downloaded as an app onto phones. The interactive virtual game uses GPS and a camera to allow players to see and virtually capture Pokemon characters while walking around their communities. State police are warning players to be aware of their surroundings as criminals might seek the opportunity to target players by luring them or waiting for their arrival at various stops for the game. And citizens should be aware that distracted game users might not be aware of their surroundings, stopping into streets or into restricted areas. Also, there have been a number of vehicle crashes reported with people playing Pokemon Go while driving. In other news, a Ulysses woman has been arrested for threatening a neighbor. According to Counterport Bay State Police, 29-year-old Corey Boom was operating an ATV on Cinder Hill Road on the night of June 19th and created a dust storm. David Bedelin reportedly told Boom to slow down, and police say she drove onto his property, pulled out a handgun, and waved it in his direction after being arraigned before on-call District Judge Carrie McLeaf on charges of terroristic threats, simple assault, reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. Boom was released on $10,000 unsecured bail. Troopers at Countersport have not released details, but say they are investigating a case of endangering the welfare of children. Authorities say a 25-day-old shingle house infant was found to be suffering from serious burns late Tuesday night, and the investigation is continuing. Mansfield-based state police have arrested a Knoxville man in connection to a domestic violence incident allegedly taking place late Wednesday night at a home on North 1st Street in that town. Police claim 33-year-old Jason Westcott hit a 26-year-old woman in the face during an argument. An Elkland man is accused of providing false information while applying for a gun permit. 57-year-old Clinton Wheaton is accused of making a materially false written statement on an ATF form regarding prior commitment to a mental institution when he tried to buy a gun at Bike Rick's Hunter Supply on West Main Street in Elkland on November 27th. He was released on $5,000 bail and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on August 4th. Speeding charges have been filed against an elderly Countersport driver following a crash Sunday evening in Allegheny Township, Potter County. Troopers say 82-year-old Marie Miles was going south on the Rose Lake Road when her Buick Park Avenue failed to make a right-hand turn, traveled across the highway, and struck an embankment. The sedan traveled another 100 feet along the embankment before stopping. Miles was taken to Charles Cole Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Troopers at Countersport have been kept busy lately investigating a number of thefts and burglaries. Thieves forced their way into a shed on White Knoll Road in Harrison Township sometime between May 30th and July 7th at a camp owned by Lawrence Schneider of York, Pennsylvania. Numerous items were stolen from the shed. Burglars tried to break into a house on 2nd Street in Harrison Valley between June 12th and July 5th. The would-be criminals tried to force their way through a rear bathroom window at the home of Corey Metcalf, but apparently were unsuccessful in their effort. Criminals broke into a garage on Route 607 in Keating Township sometime between June 26th and July 1st and removed a gold Craftsman lawnmower and a 16-foot aluminum ladder. And thieves smashed the driver's side front window of an Asplund pickup truck parked at the intersection of Graves Road and Windfall Road in Bingham Township July 5th or 6th and stole two Husqvarna 365 chainsaws and a Husqvarna weed eater. Anyone with information about any of those crimes is asked to call the Countersport Barracks at 814-274-8690. This is Black Forest Broadcasting News.